Narayana namaskritta narunte bhavnarutamam devim saraswati vyastam tatujayam udirayat nashta prayeswa badresu nityam bhagavata sivaya bhagavata utamasloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Good morning to everyone on the Zoom program, Srimad Bhagavatam class. The text this morning is from Canto 1, Chapter 3, and Text 35. Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 35. Alright, so I'll read the Sanskrit shloka three times, and then if you want, you can definitely repeat the Sanskrit. Evam janmani karmani hyakata ajana satya vanayanti smakavayo vedaguhyani ritpate Evam janmani karmani hyakata ajanasya cha vanayanti smakavayo veda guhyani ritpate Evam janmani karmani hyakata ajanasya cha vanayanti smakavayo Veda Guhyani Ritpate Hare Krishna. Okay, so we'll do the word for word. Evam, thus, Janmani, birth, Karmani, activities, he, certainly, Akatu, of the inactive, Ajanasya, of the unborn, Cha and Vanayanti describe Sma in the past Kavaya the learned Veda Guhyani undiscoverable by the Vedas Rit Pate of the Lord of the Heart. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus, learned men describe the births and the activities of the unborn and inactive, which is undiscoverable even in the Vedic literatures. He is the Lord of the heart. Very indirect statement, but we'll get to that. Purport by Bhangri Srila Prabhupada. Both the Lord and the living entities are essentially all spiritual. Therefore, both of them are eternal. And neither of them has birth and death. The difference is that the so-called births and disappearances of the Lord are unlike those of the living beings. The living beings who take birth and then again accept death are bound by the laws of material nature. But the so-called appearance and disappearance of the Lord are not actions of material nature, but are demonstrations of the internal potency of the Lord. They are described by the great sages for the purpose of self-realization. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord that His so-called birth in the material world and His activities are all transcendental, and simply by meditation on such activities, one can attain realization of Brahman and thus become liberated from material bondage. In the Shrutis, it is said that the birthless appears to take birth. The Supreme has nothing to do, but because He is omnipotent, everything is performed by Him naturally, as if done automatically. As a matter of fact, the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His different activities are all confidential, even to the Vedic literatures. Yet they are displayed by the Lord to show mercy upon the conditioned souls. We should always take advantage of the narrations and activities of the Lord, which are meditations on Brahman in the most convenient and palatable form. Om Agnati Ridam. Omagina Tunyanyasya Yana Gyana Shalakaya Chakchu Umritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajiva Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shcha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Panchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasunibhi Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivashari Gaurav Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravan Pacharini Nirveshyashtasunya Bhadi Prasthyatyadi Satyarini Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chitanya Namni Gauratise Namaha Ananda Nidamaya Vigrahaya Himavya Divacha Vishnundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandraya So, I will read the English translation of the text again. Thus, learned men describe the births and activities of the unborn and inactive, which is undiscoverable even in the Vedic literatures. He is the Lord of the heart. Hare Krishna. So why does this text says thus, which means consequently, learned men describe the births and activities of the unborn and inactive. So if it says and the birth starts with consequently, that means there were some things that were talked about, and then as a consequence, this was arrived at. So a little bit about what's been talked about. When I ask the, in one sense, lineage of the Lord, or incarnations of the Lord, those were the texts earlier. Some were expansions, some were Shaktivesh avatars, and then, so this incarnation, that incarnation, all, a lot of them, we've been hearing them anyway. And each incarnation, a little bit about what he did was also talked about. And that's why at the end here, this is saying, alright, so all of this has been talked about. Therefore, learned men describe the births and activities of the unborn and inactive. Unborn. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha Anali Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He has no beginning. Krishna Anadi Adi. An Adi. A in the front means not. So Krishna is the origin of everyone. Adi. But Anadi, he doesn't have origin. But if he doesn't have origin, then obviously he's unborn. And when you're born, that's when your time starts. The other day, let me just say something really funny. In Kavi class, I was teaching at Indiana University. And chemistry class, and in defining a few things, time, length, temperature, goes on, electric current. So I'm the one defining it. And then I asked them, because I had already looked in the dictionary, what's time? What's the meaning of time? 116 students could not tell me the definition of time. And nobody thought to even take their cell phone and go on Google and say, what does time mean? So, by Christ's mercy, I come up with a, by His mercy, I come up with a definition for them. I said, now, you won't find this in a dictionary now, but because of Christian consciousness, I was able to come up with a definition. Time is an event marker. Now you think about it. Time is an event marker. But it's not in the dictionary. Dictionary goes around, around, around. Christian consciousness gives you a very simple answer. When were you born? Well, a certain event. The time was there. When did you die? A certain time. When is Janmashtami? A certain time. When is Radhasthami? A certain time. Except Krishna doesn't have time though. He is time. Now here we know Krishna is time himself. That's why he's up on board. Time is him. It's with him and it's him. But for everybody else, it marks an event. So the four students, professor answered it for them, they all put in a note with time equals event marker. I started laughing. They had no idea that I taught them Krishna consciousness in an indirect way. So this is what happens. I become a devotee. It goes everywhere. So next time, somebody said, what's the meaning of time? Time is time, you know. Time is this time. What do you mean when it's time? Tell them it's an event marker. That's all. So again, Christ's mercy, we got this definition. So many definitions came that I had to put in chemistry because of Christian consciousness. So when we say Bhagavatam has everything, they are really serious. Those of us who taught before, you know. So to come back to this translation, thus, learned men describe the births and activities of the unborn, but the Lord is unborn, but He comes in different incarnations at certain times according to His will. And that's what's listed. And some people get confused because incarnation number 19 and incarnation number 20 happened to be Krishna and Balaram. Oh, so He was the 19th incarnation, like some family that's the 19th born and the 20th born, like, you know, first born and second born, and so lost. They totally lost. So now Vaishnavas have to explain to me. The Lord comes even in incarnations according to His will. According to His will. Then if that's the case, you're going to say, what, Lord Chaitanya is what, 20th incarnation, 50th incarnation? He came in Kali Yuga, for crying out loud. But He's the Lord. So the Lord does things according to His own will. And that's why the translation says, the Lord has come in His own will. The learned men describe the births, they describe the activities of the unborn and inactive. Inactive? Well, unborn means he doesn't have a birth date. Everybody's birthday depends on him. Inactive, he owns everything. He's self-satisfied. A self-satisfied person that owns everything, what is he going to do? What does he need to do? So Krishna is having a good time. If you had everything to do too, would you choose to suffer or would you choose to have a good time? It's obvious. So he just has, that's why he has pastimes. He has pastimes. But only when in situations here in the material world, he is part of a particular episode that's about to unfold, like Mahabharata and so on. And you have all these demons who want to, you know, overrule decency in society and take control. And people have seen Krishna come, and Krishna then becomes obliged for the sake of the devotees. And also the non-devotees alike, to now go according to the rules. He says, if I don't do that, people will say, oh, Krishna, he's the most popular, even if they don't know that he's God, he's the most popular and he's doing like this, we're all going to follow him. Well, you already know that they say, Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison, and people are using it as an excuse to do abominable things, put abominable things in their mouth. So if Krishna doesn't act so-called right, then people will be misled. That's why Krishna comes. We have to take a spiritual master. So he takes a spiritual master. Now, the interesting thing is, he went to school when he wanted to. When he wanted to. Okay? It was arranged by Vasudeva and Devaki. But he's in the heart of Vasudeva and Devaki, so he tells him what to do. The Paramatma. So after the pastime, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba are experiencing the pastime of Krishna in one way. And when he came to Vasudeva and Devaki, and they are in the prison, and they gave birth to Krishna, and he's gone. And so, basically, parenting, when you have a child, and he gets 5 years old, he goes to school. But 5 years old, and your child is not with you, what's he going to do? You can't take a phone and ring, Mother Yashoda, are you taking my child? No. So, what happened? You have no choice. So when all of it was done and Kamsa has now been killed and then, you know, everything is settled and then the parents look at him, but you didn't go to school. See how Yoga Maya works? It's so interesting. You didn't go to school. So, all right. So it's wonderful. You've killed Kamsa. I don't know how you did it. You just came all of a sudden. I'm in the jail and here's this effulgent son of ours has come. 16 years old. Oh, okay. They opened the door. The gates have been locked all this time, and the guards open the door. Everybody's smiling. They look, what's going on? We would like to announce to you that your son has killed Kamsa, and so now you are free. He's not coming here anymore. So what joy! So Mother Yashoda starts from the beginning, right? Everything from the beginning. He reset the clock, and she reset the clock. What do they do? When a child gets born, don't you give the child breast milk? Yes, you do. So he takes the grown Krishna, puts it on his lap, on her lap, and gives her breast to him. So for her, Devaki, he started in the beginning. Therefore, don't be surprised that later on he says, all right, you got to go to school. You have to go to school. Krishna says, oh, yes. Yes, mother, we'll go to school. Sandipani Muni, both of you, go to school. You enjoyed in Goku pastimes. That's all right. In Vrindavan, yes, we heard you killed some demons, but you didn't go to school. So Krishna is going to be educated. And he went flawlessly through this whole thing. The pastimes of Krishna are too much. So no, he is not the 19th and 20th incarnation. By his will, he stuck himself in that situation. But he's the Supreme Lord forever. And nobody can come up to this level. Now, therefore, Mataji, I need Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, text 7, if you can pull it out. Bhagavad Gita 7:7. 7:7. I can quote it, but since, you know, it can be pulled up so devotees can read. Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, text 7. Okay. Sure. I'll just read the Sanskrit only while you're doing that. Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya mayi sarvam idam prutam sutra mani kana eva. So, what does it mean? Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita 7, yeah, text 7, exactly, 7. So, I'm at the translation anyway, yeah, so okay. So, Mata parataram nanyat kinchit asi dananjaya mayi sarvam idam prutam sutra mani gana iva. By the way, my spiritual master, I'd like to quote a whole lot. So, remember, the translation, English translation. So, O conqueror of wealth, talking to Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests on me as pearls are strung on a thread. Here is Krishna's superiority, even though he wound up going to school at the request of his mother. But everything rests on him though. So, you know, I won't deal with purpose so much, just only that part. Conqueror of worth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests on me as pearls are strung on a thread. If you can imagine that. Balaram, Ananta, the hoods, supporting the entire universes, material universes, and that's the first expansion of Krishna. So Krishna owns everything. Krishna is everything. Without Krishna, there is no existence. There simply is no existence. Material and spiritual is all from him. So, where else should we turn but to Him and surrender to Him and also obey His laws as He set them? In one sense, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this. He quoted from one of the Puranas. And then he translated it and said, so if somebody lives life on this earth in a human body, there are other types of bodies in there, human body, and does not take advantage of what is there for surrendering to Krishna, that person is a miser. Why miser? What is a miser? A person that doesn't like to spend. Well, a person that is not taking Krishna consciousness seriously is after the material energy. It's material energy. It's either material or spiritual. You don't take spiritual seriously, then material and your karma would decide whatever extent you can so-called enjoy the material. So a miser is a person who has neglected the spiritual opportunity to go back to Godhead. That's what miser means. Nothing else is important. And just before this lecture started, I don't know why this is out there, just hearing the chanting of the holy name of the Lord Japa on YouTube, and it finished and it just automatically switched to, of all wonderful sannyasis, Guru Gobind Maharaj. So it wasn't time yet, I listened to a little bit of what Guru Gobind Maharaj was saying, and he just put things so simply. Premadana, the wealth of love of Krishna. Golokera Prema Dhamma, Golokera Prema Dhan, Harinam Sankirtan. In Goloka Vrindavan, Golokera Prema, the wealth of, the wealth of the love of the Lord is the Harinam Sankirtan. In other words, in the spiritual world, that's the main thing that they are about. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Therefore, a person that does not take to the holy name and lives a human life with the intelligence that could understand this and doesn't do it and winds up in the material world in another body rather than going back to Godhead, cutting off the opportunity for the greatest enjoyment in the spiritual world, that person is cheap indeed. Spiritually, that person is cheap. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, he's a miser. In the meantime, he'll have plenty of wealth. And that's the funny part. Guru Gobind Maharaj says, such a person, they can have this wealth, that, this wealth, and you go, my this, in other words, property, this. He says, Krishna is going to take it all away. He's going to take it all away. He comes as death. So he says, give everything up, get out of here. Give everything up. What do you need all this thing for? All these material things, you're going to die anyway. Give it up and get out of here. Get out of here, go to the spiritual world. That's what life should be about. So, wonderful thing early in the morning, what I got just before starting, so I thought I'd share it. Alright, so, the purport. Both the Lord and living entities are essentially all spiritual. Now, Srila Prabhupada could essentially all spiritual. The Lord is completely spiritual, and the living entities are supposed to be completely spiritual, but they got a body that's material tagged on to them. So essentially, when you go into the depth of it, we are spiritual. And that's what Prabhupada says, we are not the body, you're not the body, you're not the body. That's another way of saying we're spiritual, just like the Lord is spiritual. So, both the Lord and the living entities are essentially all spiritual. Therefore, both of them are eternal, and neither of them has birth and death. We are part of the soul of Krishna himself, of the great soul, the super soul. We are little souls connected to the super soul. The super soul has no beginning. Then, if we're part of it, we can't have a beginning as souls either. We've been around, as Krishna has been around, which is, we can't calculate the time because it's unborn. So our souls are actually unborn. Eternal. No beginning. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying, both of them are eternal, the Lord and, you know, the spirit soul. Neither of them has birth and death. So the soul doesn't get born and the soul doesn't die. The soul appears in the womb at this point for living entities or the female species generally. And then the time comes and Krishna decides whether they're coming back to Godhead. Fine, if you've been a devotee and a good one. If not, then the soul passes through certain kinds of bodies, you know, bodies, sizes of different kinds of bodies. I like to call them small, medium, large. Small means baby. Medium means maybe teenage. And then large means a grown adult. And then it starts breaking down. It's called old age. And then gone. Povar yovanam jara. Jara is old man. Tata, similarly, when that body is gone, there's another body. Dehantara prapti. So a person that is sober, dhirastatana muhyati, a person that's sober, is not surprised by this. But that's what's going on in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada wants us to go home because we will never be happy here if we get riches in this material world or poverty in the material world. It doesn't matter. We are going to have a pain, experience pain in birth, whether we forget or remember, it doesn't matter. The pain is still given. The baby suffers, the mother suffers. We are going to go back to school, material things. We are going to get harassed by other living entities, some of whom will make us sick, germs. And it's like, they say, excuse me, I'm just trying to live. Mosquito doesn't try to give you malaria. No. Mosquito just trying to give you just a good tank of blood. It wants a little bit. Oh, he just comes and then puts his little tube in there in your pore and then take some of it out. It's not even too much. It doesn't hoard anything. Just take what he needs. But then he rewards you with something in the end. That's called a germ. And it goes in your body. The mosquito is gone. The germ is also a living entity. And they start. And then there are some, you know, germs that try to, wait a minute. You're not supposed to be here. So we're going to try. And then a war starts. And sometimes when the body wins, then you're well, and when the body does not win, the germ take over, and now you got the disease, and you're sick, and you're suffering, and you say you're happy. A poor man gets sick, a rich man gets sick. Rich man says, I can pay my bills. Sure, you can pay all your insurance, all your medical bills, but does that mean you don't suffer? You suffer anyway. The poor man may not be able to pay. The rich man may be able to pay, but both of them suffer the disease. So there's no getting around it. In an old age, if you're not old yet, you'll get there. We all grow old in time, as my mother used to tell me. In time, you grow old. Because when she was old, when we were little, we were very active. And she was slow. Now we're slow. And our children are active. Guess what? When they get, we're grown, and they get to that point too, they'll be slow. So it's like that. The soul, when we are in the spiritual world, we're never slow. We do whatever we want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and servants. Servant. At any way that we want. So Prabhupada said in one morning walk. People were asking, devotees are trying to inquire about the soul in the spiritual world. So, well, how does the service, what is the basis for the service? He says it's all voluntary. You do what you want. And I'm thinking, voluntary so I can do what I like. Maybe my ego will kick in and do something against Krishna. But he was actually talking about whatever you want. The soul can transform itself or him. Well, the soul can transform from one body to another. So your original swarup may be a particular type. But you still, this is for Goloka Vrindavan, for the pastime that's supposed to happen, the Baba says, the soul can be a ant, and when the flower is thrown at Krishna's feet, the ant may get to Krishna's toe and decide to kiss Krishna's toe. The ants here, they bite us, right? And the spiritual world, they will kiss. This is just wonderful. And he says, this kind of work is as good as what the pujari does. So many things going on. And when it comes to pujari, that's another story. in the intimacy part, Krishna and the highly elevated and highly placed gopis, there's, you know, some of the things that we do here on the altar, the pujaris do, they do for Krishna himself. I'm talking about dressing the deity, bathing the deity, the Lalitas and Vishakas and so on, at that level. They are the different level that Krishna allows them not only to associate with him, but even do things like that, getting him ready. All of that's going on. So we have an opportunity to have endless, endless enjoyment. We say, oh, the soul is supposed to serve Krishna. Some people think when you're serving the servants and servants, then you don't, you know, you're just a servant. And Krishna is a master. No. We enjoy due to the service. And so in the purport, and please, you don't have to pull it up. The purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, and Text 1. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:1:1. Srila Prabhupada defines another way of who Krishna is as far as enjoyment and who we are as far as enjoyment. He called Krishna the supreme enjoyer and we the subordinate enjoyers. For the first time, he said Jiva is also enjoyer. We are the subordinate enjoyers. So we serve Krishna, but we enjoy. Let's take a mundane example. So you are the driver of a very rich man, drive his car. Obviously, a rich man doesn't have a small Honda or something. Big, big, expensive car. Let's just say Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce. So in the morning he said, okay, please take me to a meeting. I have to be there at 9 o'clock. All right, sir. You get behind the wheel. He sits in the back. Or she sits. It doesn't matter what the wealthy person is. Gender doesn't matter. You drive this person, get there in time to start the meeting, for him to start the meeting, at 9 o'clock. Come pick me up at 5. Make sure that at 5 o'clock you're here. Yes, sir. So then you drop this rich person in his Rolls Royce and then you leave. And you're going to pick him up. You come maybe about 4:45 or something like that. Make sure that he's there. Now, between the time you drop him off and the time you pick him up, who got the car? The rich man? Of course not. You got the car. Do you own it? Of course not. You can't afford it. But you got it though. You're the one that's enjoying it. Now, if everybody sees you, say, oh, this guy, look at him. Look at him. He's driving Rolls Royce. He's a very rich guy. No, he's a servant of a rich person that he's serving the rich person and it looks like he's enjoying it. And that's what subordinate enjoyer is. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. But when we serve him with amenities that's so nice. That's wonderful to enjoy them. So all that time he can stop anywhere. He can stop at a mall and park the car. Wow, somebody bought a Rolls Royce. Who is that? They want to see that person. But the person is a driver though. In the meantime, the owner is at the meeting. With the other big shots, whatever they do. So the enjoyment is there. Don't think we're going to go to the spiritual world to scrape things and feel sorry for ourselves. Absolutely not. And so if somebody has the Rolls Royce belonging to the rich man, Krishna, and somebody is also in a wonderful estate, nice building, like a palace, but that's where souls stay. Krishna has a huge palace. Yours may not be as big as his. But compared to anywhere else, wonderful. So then one person has a Rolls Royce and the other one has a palace and then the both of them get out and they go have a good time. Subordinate enjoyers. But is this small time? Some rich people don't even have that opportunity. Middle class people, forget it. Nowhere near. Upper middle class, nowhere. How many people afford a Rolls Royce and a huge palace to live in? See, so that's what's there. This is a mundane example, but that's what's there for us. And we're sitting here, yes, I got to work, I have to pay this and pay that, and they're going to take the taxes, so when they change the tax laws, they say, what am I going to do? You know, I paid taxes. I got tax return last year, and this year, the new administration coming all of a sudden, in a matter of days, they've changed the tax rules, and now I owe more, all money. The question, who's asking you to stay here in the material world? Who's asking you? to take advantage of what we have now. Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and ask Guru Govinda Maharaj, put it bluntly, get out. Get out because your enjoyment is out there in the spiritual world. So Papa comes and says, I will take you back to Godhead. You chant 16 rounds, 64 rounds, but I've reduced 3/4 off, and and then you can just, of course you're not allowed to go back to spiritual world chanting less than 64 rounds. But it's Papa's mercy. Christian, okay, these people were for me, I allowed them to chant 16 rounds minimum, and therefore just, and if it all doesn't work, he says, we can go in spiritual world in the back door, right? Nobody's looking to go in spiritual world anyway. So the opportunity is there. And all of that is saying, we go, I think I'm going to work hard and earn more money so that I can be taxed more and I can have more anxiety. What is the matter with you? I do that. So what's most important in our life is Krishna. See, Papa says, everything you do should be connected one way or another to Krishna. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur says, you're a miser if you do that. We have no choice. So now, what should we do? Well, let's go to the purport and hopefully with time, some time left, by the mercy of my guru and Sri Papa, we'll talk about some points on what to do that just come as realizations. All right, now, so the difference is that the so-called births and disappearances of the Lord are unlike those of the living beings. The Lord just comes in His own sweet will. He's spiritual. He comes spiritual. He remains spiritual. He leaves spiritual. And the spiritual doesn't get born. Therefore, He comes with an event marker. Determined by Him. Time determined by Him. As He likes. So if He put Himself on number 19, don't sweat it. He doesn't even have Z. He's a first. Always. Alright, now, Sipapa continues. The living beings who take birth and then again accept birth, death are bound by the laws of material nature. That's where it is. Birth and death. So now we're going to bring something a little controversial but important to talk about. Coronavirus. Many people were scared when coronavirus hit. Oh, I'm going to die. I'm in the middle of trying to get my life together and now this pandemic has come and it's thrown everything off and I'm going to die. I'm going, People were dying before coronavirus came. And people are going to die when coronavirus leaves. You don't know about death? Death? What is the cause of death? It's birth. You get born, then you die. You got to remember that. If you're not born in your soul, you cannot get coronavirus infection from, or soul cannot get coronavirus infection. You live by Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 23, 24. It can be moistened. It can be squeezed. It can be burned to fire. It can certainly not get coronavirus. And you look at coronavirus as small as it is. The devotee's patient faith has gone so far down. It's so small you can't even see it. And you don't think Krishna can control it. But Krishna is beginning putting out that's 12 miles long. And Agassura that's 9 miles long. And you think that little bug? No, all we have to do is go by the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. He said in every, and this is Prabhupada's disciple, that's an attorney. And we had a conversation about some things when I was in Giranagri. And he said, Srila Prabhupada said, in every country, devotees must obey the letter of the law. He's an attorney, so he just put it like that. The letter of the law. So, all you have to do is, something like this happens, you know that Krishna is in control of everything. Okay? So, devotees really can't be taken out by anything. Krishna determines when devotees die and how long they live. Rake Krishna, more Krishna, Rake Krishna. Krishna says, you're dead, nobody can save you. Krishna says, I'm going to save you, nobody can kill you. So that's the situation we're in. So when the pandemic has come, we have to be a little smart about it. So your Papa says, obey the letter of the law in every country. So when the country authority says, do this, you do it. Even though you know the ultimate protection is from Krishna himself, you do it. Why? Because of the PR for ISKCON. The public relationship, if you don't do things like that, they're going to say, the Hare Krishnas in this country, they don't want to obey the laws, therefore they're back, and all of a sudden, everything that Srila Prabhupada has worked hard for, we have messed up simply by not obeying the laws of the country. So if you don't do what the country tells you to do, you run the risk of giving ISKCON a bad name, because we are devotees. That's important. So for that reason, they need to take whatever. Some sannyasis did it because they didn't realize that you have to protect Prabhupada's name by taking the vaccination, all those kind of things. I didn't want it. But as soon as I heard that our prominent sannyasis in ISKCON had taken it, I said, if they take it, I'll take it. I have to follow them, but it protects the Prabhupada's reputation, his society's reputation, though, because the Hare Krishna people are bad. You see how revolutionary they are. You see how we always knew it. They are a cult, and the government says this. They said the other thing. See, there was virus vaccination. They didn't take it. That's how you ruin your name. But spiritually, though, nobody can do any harm to the body. So we have to be smart about it if we want to follow ISKCON situation and make sure ISKCON is safe. Of course, you know, they can be varying, but this is one man's opinion. Spiritually, any sannyasi will tell you, coronavirus can't kill you. Coronavirus kills you, and you're scared the coronavirus kills you. Then you're minimizing Krishna. Krishna can't protect you. And you sing the Shringadev songs, and you say Krishna can't protect you. And I don't mean to be condescending, but some people just took it to a certain level. That it was so bad. So let's be calm. There will be another pandemic after that. It never stops. This is the material world. Demons plan one thing after another. So if you don't like it, like Guru Gobind Maharaj said, go home. He says, get out of here. Sri Prabhupada says, follow me and I'll take you. Same thing. So we have an opportunity. Take advantage of it. Be Krishna conscious. Okay, back to the purport. So, the so-called appearance and disappearance of the Lord are not actions of material nature. See, we that are conditioned souls, they have material nature, makes us take birth and we go through karma and then get old and based on this, whatever we're able to do this lifetime, then we just take that karma, and this is people who are not devotees, then the next time the ones that are not mature, they give you another body, and if, you know, poor you think about a dog, at the time you die, then everything gets put on hold because you go in the dog body and the dog doesn't have karma. I mean, it's so many things. So many things. Complications here. A complicated jail situation. But once you get out, you're fine. Get out means go back to Godhead. So, the so-called appearance and disappearance of a Lord. The Lord is not material, this constitution, but they are demonstrations of the internal potency of the Lord. And they are described by the great sages so that we realize Krishna, who he is and who we are. Krishna's too Bhagavan Swayam. He has all opulences and he is superior and nobody is superior to him or even at his level. And that is the Bhagavad Gita 7:7 that we talked about, that we pulled down. So, all his activities are transcendental. He said it, one who understands that my appearance and my activities are all transcendental will never take birth in this place. And so we got to get to the point that by Krishna's mercy, we will begin to see the transcendental aspect for real. For real. And hook on to it. So, some of the things that we can do. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is the Yugada for this Kali Yuga. You chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You're doing the right thing. But then Rupa Goswami says, think of Krishna all the time. Never forget Krishna. If you hear Krishna's name, you will naturally think of Krishna. So then if you think of Krishna all the time, one of the ways you can do is hear the holy name all the time. All the time. So then you can have a device that plays Srila Prabhupada's chanting and play it all of the time. As we speak now where I'm at, about 7 or 8 feet away from me, there's a cell phone tuned low, volume low, chanting Srila Prabhupada's japa right now. Now, I am not any magician or anything. I'm just following what they do. So we start to think, alright, so they said, remember Krishna, Rupa Goswami said, don't forget him. So if I do something that reminds me of him, and that thing is continuous, then I remember him continuously. So play japa the whole day and night. So that's what we do. We have YouTube, there's one on there, that one video that should pop out, some devotee has nicely put it together, and this is stretched into 10 hours and 47 minutes. And we just play it. Play, and then tune into a volume that's okay, not too loud, but we can hear it. And so all day, yeah, 10 hours you can chew easily, 10 hours and 47 minutes, almost 11 hours. So we just get to it before it gets to the end, we roll, we push it right back to the beginning, and there it goes, another 10 hours. You just keep going. If you're at work, you can have cell phone, and you can have an earbuds, you don't want anybody to listen to you. What's on there, people, commies, isn't there anything mundane? And you listen to the holy name. The holy name. Srila Prabhupada's japa chanting has such an effect. Srila Prabhupada, and I know he's got, his disciples, some are gurus, they've chanted about, I know, but Jamaat has, you know, his japa, people recorded him when he was chanting and he played, that's the Maga family, and then there's one that's, you know, Japtaka Swami and Rana Swami, and all, you know, that's all. Srila Prabhupada's chanting is the beginning. Srila Prabhupada is the beginning, the head of ISKCON, when he has more of things about him than anyone else. And you take that and you put it out. So right now, that's what we're feeling. The effect of a chanting of Srila Prabhupada. Now, we may hear it and it benefits us. But there are so many living entities that also hear Srila Prabhupada's chanting. We don't see them, but they are everywhere. Not all pervading though, we'll get that far. We don't see them, we call them germs, bacteria. They're so small we can't see them with the mundane eyes. And I looked in the article the other day, and he said that well over 10 million can be in a regular sized bedroom. 10 million or so of the bacteria. Every one of them has a soul and super soul. Every one of them. And the soul has senses, real senses. After all, the Hare Krishna mantra is from the spiritual world. So isn't the real, you know, sound heard by the ear or the hearing capability of the soul? We're just fortunate to hear it now with our mundane ears. But they're already used to it. So every soul can hear the holy name. So if you have it playing, the Hare Krishna mantra, you benefit yourself and millions of other species too, especially the bacteria they're hearing. Then the little bigger size compared to bacteria like the ants and so, they also hear. And in the trees, they hear. When you're outside, that's why when you go for a japa walk, you may not have to shout Hare Krishna very loud because people think you're a madman or madwoman, but you certainly can speak out. If you keep it in your mind, none of those living entities hear it. So you're not being merciful then to them. But you speak out a little bit. Believe me, there are at least 10,000 bacteria around our face. They'll hear it. They'll go to our nose and everywhere else. They'll hear it. And ears, they all benefit. So we benefit a whole lot of, you know, there's huge difference between chanting out loud and chanting in the mind. Chanting out loud is not only beneficial for us to be able to stay focused, and the mind not traveling to somewhere else, but there's an uncountable number, millions of living entities that we call germs that we can't see, they also benefit. So now, let's not cheat them of the opportunity to hear the holy name by just chanting to ourselves. That does not mean, or silently, that does not mean the situation when it calls for it, you shouldn't. But give mercy by giving the holy name like that. So now, chant, and so that's why we have Srila Prabhupada's, you know, that video going on. So all the living entities around this, where it is, we have it in three different rooms. They all benefit. And this is a simple thing to do. You remember the Lord yourself because the chanting is going on. That's one way to do it. We're just humbly sharing that. Now, there are other things. From the chanting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's name, the Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada's chanting is purifying. You wonder, why am I going to be a better devotee? If you keep hearing over and over and over again, it will have an effect on your subconscious because the Founder Acharya's own chanting is that potent. So just stay with it. That's all. Stay with it. Hear the holy name. Hear the holy name every day and every day. And if you do that, now the lectures begin to make more sense to you. It becomes deeper. Now there's more willingness to do things right. There's more willingness to be friendly to everybody. You feel happy inside. People can pick up on it. And when people are picking up on it and they feel happy inside, they come to you and they also express whatever they want to express to you in a joyful mood. So then you affect everybody that way. Devotees and non-devotees alike. Because they can feel, you know, in town they can feel you're different. It doesn't matter what color of your skin, it doesn't matter at all. So from the chanting of the holy name, you hear the Lord's instructions and kata, matita makita pana bodhantas katayantas mamitya katayantas mamitya tushantita romantita. Sorry, I mixed it up. The Lord's devotees always think of the Lord. Their life, air, everything is about the Lord. They hear lectures about the Lord, they make discussions about the Lord, and that's how they're happy. So devotees should always talk about Krishna when they meet, even if they talk about things that are material and discuss that. One, at least one of the persons speaking should have a Krishna angle to bring Krishna angle, a Krishna notion, Krishna connection to the conversation so that all the devotees can remember Krishna, even when they're having things about their own material life, the material aspect of their life. Even that, bring Krishna into the conversation. That way you hear about Krishna the whole time. Now you have to associate with devotees because non-devotees will not talk about Krishna to you. It's not their business. They don't make it their business. Some people are so unfortunate that if you try to convert them to Krishna consciousness, they'll fight you. Well, at least you can give them some snack, you know, snack that's offered to Krishna. So prasadam, so then they take Krishna that way. And they can start their lives later. Krishna will determine their spiritual lives when they really, really start later. You just do your part. In the summertime, you can take prasadam, a small amount that's offered. Go outside, put it next to a tree. The bugs will come for it. Cockroaches, ants, and so on at night. They'll come eat it. You've given them prasad, all of them. Their souls are going to be delivered. The maha water that you drink, you've been drinking it for how many months and years. Take the maha water that you offer, go outside and pour it on the grass with the deliberate mind of giving the maha water to the entities in the grass so that they can also, see, spread the mercy that way. So come up with all kinds of innovative ways to spread the holy name. Now if you do that, Krishna is going to be very happy with you. And now your spiritual life is going to be wonderful. The more you serve others, not just human beings only, from the examples we talked about, even the bacteria you can serve just by the holy name, speaking it out loud so they can hear. But when you understand that this is what you're doing, and since some of you may not have understood that, we use the science to tell you that this is actually what you're doing. That many bacteria are benefiting when you chant the holy name in the room everywhere you are. Everywhere, temple or outside. So the advantage is there to be given to every conditioned soul. If you do it, Krishna will know, I want this person to come home. And he's getting so many people prepared also to come home. Now, why would I let somebody like that stay in the material world for another life, material life? No, you can come home. Unless the person himself is so happy and says, Krishna, as my God sister, we talked about going back to Godhead. How do you feel about it? You know what she told me? She says, the spiritual world is not going anywhere. I was very impressed. All right? You know, this is Lord Chaitanya's Mama Janmini, Janmini, Shore, Pavata, Bhakti, Ahoy, Tigritwai. Birth after birth, I'd like to be doing Bhakti, serve you. Well, you don't have birth in the spiritual world because we are souls already. We don't give birth to, souls don't give birth to souls. They are all part and parcels of Krishna. So birth after birth, when Lord Chaitanya says birth after birth, he means the material world. So I want to stay here and serve you. Bhakti, even if you don't have all the amenities that like they have, the kind of amenities that they have in the spiritual world for service, but the heart is the same though. The soul is the same. Whether in the spiritual world or whether in the material world, and you serve with all your heart, it's the same. It's the same. So then she said to me, material world is not going anywhere. I mean, the spiritual world is not going anywhere, which means whenever the Lord wants, He can take me. And that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada says. Go back to Godhead. That is Srila Prabhupada showing His mercy. But the real deal sometimes, He says, just keep serving. Just keep serving. Going back to Godhead, or whether you be allowed back to Godhead, that's Krishna's business. But you know, Krishna is very kind. So then, if you serve and you don't offend devotees, don't offend anyone, then you have a very high chance of going. If you offend another soul, then you're making that person, or that soul, that body, and the soul, their mind, get turned off. So you think it's your own petty argument between one and the other person, but you're Hare Krishna, and you did this to me. So now, well, I don't like you. I think you are connected to this person. Well, that's your friend, so now he's my enemy. I don't like him. Next thing you know, you don't like so many people, and many people are looking at you and say, you caused so much trouble, so they don't like you. Now, you have a temple full of people who are quiet about it, but they don't like each other. Or some things about each other. And so the temple is going bad. It's not going... What happened? Temples don't do anything. People do things. So if we behave properly, then yeah, we'll be fine. And if we don't, we are our own worst enemies. And at the end, so, oh, okay, alright. So you chanted nicely, but you offended people. Krishna says, alright, we could have sent you to the spiritual world, but go back and try it again. At least we give you the mercy. You can continue where you left off. But you have some work to do. Aparad is trouble. That's a long way of saying aparad is trouble. So we should make sure that when we hear the holy name constantly, to summarize, we hear the holy name constantly, Srila Prabhupada especially, chanting a japa, it purifies the mind, it purifies the atmosphere. Then, all of the problems that we think we have to find some ways to do it, Srila Prabhupada's own potency changes our hearts and makes us better people. And now, without even knowing, we start relating to people well. That potency, that chanting has that much potency. Very easy way. But you have to do it day and night though. Day and night. A little bit of, then you stop. No, that's not going to work so well. Because Krishna says, the extent to which you surrender, he works accordingly. So if you just keep the whole name, holy name the whole day, you get more rewards. Makes you a better devotee. Hare Krishna. So we stop here. Sorry, I went maybe, I may have gone a little long, but I'll read the translation again. I have it. So this text, thus learned men describe the birth and activities of the unborn and inactive, which is undiscoverable even in the Vedic literatures. He is the Lord of our heart. And by the way, what that means is, the Vedic literatures, we talk about Him, but the Lord is experienced in the heart, ourselves. The Vedic literatures may help us, guide us to the Lord, but we have to take the holy name in our hearts. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes. I think, oh, okay, let me start. Drona, are you there? Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Lord. Krishna's, Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy, that's their energy. I'm just reflecting it, that's all. Okay, go ahead. Yes, I agree with you. Wait, this is a group of non-devotees or all of them are devotees? It makes a big difference.
are all like mix of Hindus, I think, and one
Okay.
or two Muslims and
Okay.
others.
Okay. All right. So
But
it's
then
not a
in
mix.
general,
Sure. Sure. Religious. Religious. Okay. Go ahead. Covert Christian, but I like that. Okay. Yeah, Yadu Dynasty people, yes. The Lord, that is Lord Chaitanya, he gave definition of a Vaishnava. What is the definition of a Vaishnava? A Vaishnava is the person who does not associate with non-Vaishnavas. So what you describe here, for the most part, the majority of the people are non-Vaishnavas. So you may do work with them, in other words, give your association to them, but don't take your association, their association. They're already not giving it to you anyway. As you said, they don't want to accept you. What are you worried about? Do the best you can by being a good example of a nice person, because you represent Srila Prabhupada also. You may not think about it that way, but every ISKCON member represents Srila Prabhupada. Every time somebody does something bad, you're going to say, oh, he did this bad and he's a Hare Krishna. Immediately he's a Hare Krishna. They've insulted indirectly Srila Prabhupada. So you give your association to them. When you have meetings, describe everything in a nice, mild way. Even if they irk you, don't show it, because they will do it. They are mundane. They are mode of goodness, passion, and especially ignorance. And you understand goodness and transcendence. So they are not at your level. But they don't know that you have that kind of background spiritually. They are religious, you are spiritual. Jesus says, Sarva Dharma Police, abandon all varieties of religion. But here we are on this earth. They are around us. So if you're in, you show ways in which Vaishnavas behave, so that they can pick up from your example. You don't tell them. Just show by your example. When they want to fight you, and it's going to be horrible, back off. Back off. Back off. Krishna sees what's going on. If you back off, you have given a good reputation. Sometimes they may insult you. Even Krishna warned Narada Muni, you're going to go to Kansa's camp. I've sent you there, but be careful, because these are demons. They're going to say something you may not like. Narada Muni says, yes, Krishna. He went there and he spoke to Kansa, and they looked at him and called him a fool. Narada Muni. Murk. Murk. And they said, no. Mahamurk. Worse than that. And he started laughing at him. Narada Muni, I mean, the guy that played that role, that was a part of the movie too, but it's like that. You can easily relate to it. Narada Muni remembered, Krishna told me that these fools are not going to hear me. These fools are not going to hear me. And so he says, that's their problem. And he walked out. But they were laughing at him. So they're going to do all kinds of things. They may do it there. Understand them. Understand where they are. Namam diskritito muda papadyante naradama maya bhaita gyana asrim. That's who you're with them. So Papa comes to us and calls them fools, rascals. So you said it nicely, religious, they're rascals. So Papa says, you're not God conscious, you're rascal. So you are with rascals. Accept it. Okay, that's the first thing. You are with rascals. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. What do I care? Krishna says, abandon these religions. If the religions were good, would Krishna say, abandon them? So they are rascals. They've heard about Krishna. They don't want to go to Krishna. And you're with Krishna. So you're smart, and they are rascals. So if you're dealing with them, but don't condescend, though, even though you understand that. So you are like spiritually the parent, and spiritually, they're not so high head. So then you have to experience their stuff, but also respond to it with maturity. And you'll be fine. And after a while, you just leave. Don't associate so many things with them. Aluminum, all right. So aluminum with aluminum group. They'll have something. Sometimes they'll have whatever, the things against regulatory principles. They may have drinks there and all of that. But you don't take it. You don't take it. Can I tell one pastime, one story? Then I'll just stop. It was me. I have been accepted. I applied for a job as a teacher in a liberal arts college, not too far from Giddenagri. And they accepted me. And so before the class, the semester was supposed to start, the head of the chemistry department decided to throw a party at his house and invited everybody, including us new people. And I'm going, so I have to go eat this kami food, boy. Krishna says, if you eat food that's not, you know, offered, you barely eat sin. But here I am. I've accepted a job. I have to go. So it's a potluck. You can bring whatever, right? So my wife cooked. And when she cooked, she didn't go. I took it there. And they said, then they called my name and said, okay, so your wife, but we've seen her. She came to, you know, long story. Anyway, so the prasadam was there about three different preps. And so we all started eating. Well, guess what I ate? Ate only the prasadam for my wife. But the head of the department was very observant and says, Patrick, you eating only what your wife has cooked. I noticed that. So then I took a little bit of ice cream that I knew didn't have eggs in it. I said Sri Vishnu on it and had it, just satisfied. But I never ate anybody's anything. Because I knew what it meant. Alright? I'm not a high level devotee, but you have to be conscious to where you are and what people are doing. So my wife really saved me by this, you know, and they got the benefit of eating the prasadam that my wife cooked. So they got benefit. And I got the situation of preventing what would have caused sin to me eating their stuff. So, Mataji, this is life. This is life. You just be intelligent. Then intelligence is not yours, it's from Krishna. So you pray in a situation like that. Don't say, what am I going to do? No, Krishna, what should I do? Shri Prabhupada, what should I do? Then let them relate to you what you should do. So one circumstance to another. They control your life. You will be, all of a sudden they will say, boy, Renuk, we don't know what to do. She is so wonderful. No, you're just Krishna conscious, that's all. Hare Krishna Mataji. Jai. Good question, bringing it up. Sorry, it took so long. Any other questions? Okay. Marker. Well, Krishna gave it to me on the spur of the moment, right after the classroom. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy. Guru's mercy. There's a time for everything. Don't doubt Krishna. There's a time for everything. I was never like that, and all of a sudden, I don't know where all this energy came from. I'm supposed to be almost 70 years old. You wouldn't know it. I'm screaming like a madman. But this is transcendence. Yeah, it's just... Yeah. And everybody that delivers speech delivers it their own way. At this point, I don't know what's coming inside me. Believe you me, normally I'm a very calm person. I'm in front of the university students teaching. This is my job as a professor. Professor will go around screaming. Very calm. So that life I've led already. But now that I'm retired away from it, we just let it all hang out for Krishna. Hare Krishna. God. Sorry. But yeah, it's Guru's potency that you just use as a puppet. Yeah, it's not us ever. Yeah, devotees, non-devotees tend to think that devotees are missing out by the idea. Yeah, we are. We are missing their sense gratification. And we're supposed to. Yeah. In the meantime, he said that's the secret weapon, and prasadam. Slowly will work on them, and then Krishna will later on, you know, sooner or later, as he likes, get them into being more open to Krishna consciousness. Exactly, yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. It's wonderful. Every place that I went to teach, my office, I made sure that Sometimes you have a place to take, you know, people more than one person in the office. I always took a small office, but for me alone, so I could do my Krista Conscious things there too. Hare Krishna. Also made sure we did that. So anyway, any situation you're in, you have to be smart about it, how to make sure the Krishna consciousness continues wherever you are. That's the key. That's the key. Then you can remember Krishna all the time. And then go back to Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Say hi. Okay. All right. I had trouble hearing you. I know you were talking about food, but Yeah, that you cooked, that you made, you prepared for them. Well, at least the intent was not to give you meat, so that's one thing that's good for that. But you have to be careful with something. I mean, if you can't back out of it and you don't have your own prasadam, and the situation is such that everybody's looking at what you got to eat, then yeah, you eat the vegetarian food because of the circumstance, the time, the place, and the circumstance. Desha kalapata. But you certainly should pray to your guru that you are in a challenging situation, because if you say no, they may think something negative. And I'm not a proponent of lying about somebody just to get out of it. No. So at that point, some devotees will say Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, and then the pranam to their spiritual master, okay, and then take a little bit, you know, that it's an unfortunate situation. I know Krishna, normally this would be something I wouldn't touch because it's not offered to you, but the situation has got me tied up. And you just go on. But still, your behavior and all that will show that you're a good devotee. So that should be there. You can show by example in different ways. Yeah, I don't like this because I'm not an authority to tell you you can eat vegetarian food that's not been offered. But my Guru Maharaj basically has said that, and I'm just repeating what he said in the situation that the devotees find themselves. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Okay, any other questions? Doesn't seem like. All right, so then we're going to end it here. In fact, I've been given the button to end it. So thank you, dear devotees, for being around. I'm sure, I mean, this class, I'm sure Dronacharya Prabhu would inform you through other electronic means what will be happening in the Philadelphia temple. Hare Krishna. Jai. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasundibhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai.